Good evening, everybody. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Paradigm Shifters here on BBS Radio. And tonight, my first guest is Janice Erickson of Lightwork Seminars International in Marin County. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you, Veronica. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to talk to you, and I want to know so much about you and your center. If you want to talk a tiny bit about the center, which I gather... I know you do sessions and so on, but I gather it's a center for training and becoming teachers. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. Actually, Lightwork Seminars is a training organization where we offer NLP training, hypnosis training, theta healing, and other energy healing techniques. But we do also offer private sessions in all of those healing modalities, really anything that's going to help people to heal, to have more joy in their life, to create what they want in their lives.
Well, tell us a little bit about each thing, and then I really want to talk about theta healing. And you, like, who are you?
Absolutely. Well, we do offer a variety of modalities. NLP is pretty well known as neuro-linguistic programming, and really is a way to design your future, to clear up the past and really create something new where you're really living your bliss.
Is that linking the brain and language?
It is. It's really a modality that looks at nonverbal communication as well as verbal communication and find out what's really going on in the unconscious that keeps us stuck in patterns or can actually develop strategies for a really blissful living.
Wow. Are you blissful?
I am absolutely blissful. It's a beautiful day here.
Oh, it is? Oh, great.
It is.
And talk a bit about your hypnotherapy programs as well. Like, for NLP, it's quite a bit of training required before a person could become a practitioner, right?
It is. It's a bit more intensive than some other things. Our practitioner trainings are 8 days. They are pretty intensive, you know, 10 hours a day. But really, to be fully skilled, it takes about 14 to 16 days of full training to have all of the skills and then, you know, years of practice to really fully integrate it. But the hypnotherapy trainings are also really exciting. We take a more transpersonal approach to hypnotherapy and looking at the unconscious mind and how it actually connects to the higher conscious mind, to spirituality and who we are as a soul.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really looking at, you know, patterns that we may have picked up past lives, that we may have picked up in other dimensions that are held into our energy bodies. And we really look at how to release those effectively, gently, comfortably for individuals.
So you work with getting people right into their own purpose and soul journey.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's really one of the most exciting things to do is find help somebody to find who they really are under all the layers of stuff that we gather over time.
We really do have a great cocoon of stuff, don't we?
We do.
Do you know Michael Newton's work at all?
I absolutely love Michael Newton's work.
Yeah, me too.
He's really been a pioneer in hypnotherapy.
And do you find yours overlaps a little bit with his?
You know, it does in a lot of ways. A lot of my hypnotherapy is intuitive and really matches up with a lot of what he's doing with the life between lives and the
and contracts, eh? The contracts that really hook us into certain interactions, eh?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do tend to make those vows and commitments, and sometimes they help us and sometimes they don't.
And a lot of my work, it's all about clearing people from other people. So it sounds like you're really, you know, when we talk about contracts and so on and soul journeys, it's a lot of that, isn't it?
It is. Well, yeah, we hook and cord to other people. We take on soul fragments. We really connect to other human beings, and sometimes those connections really support us and move us forward, and sometimes they just drain our energy and hold us back.
And sometimes it leads us into those karmic relationships that really make us go through stuff, right?
Yes. To put it technically, yes, absolutely. And really, you know, that really is one of the major focuses of theta healing. I know there's one thing that we were talking about is... how to really be able to clear those things and know what's going on in our energy bodies, in the unconscious, that hold us into those karmic patterns.
So how does it work?
Well, theta healing really works by moving us into a theta brainwave state, which, you know, most people are pretty familiar with yogic meditation.
Yes.
You know, a lot of yogis meditate for 20 years to reach this really deep theta state that allows us to connect to that universal energy. And with Theta Healing, we're able to move into it within a matter of minutes and really connect to source, to creation, whatever your word for that is, mm-hmm. and look at the energy field and those karmic connections, those hooks and cords, all of those commitments and vows that we've made, and be able to release them very quickly.
It sounds like a much more rapid route than hypnotherapy. Is it the same kind of goal, ultimately?
It is a very similar outcome in terms of, healing and manifesting, but it does work much more quickly. Although I do find the value in doing both. Sometimes we do need that mind to be engaged in order to really consciously make the changes in our lives. But with Theta Healing, we can actually remove those limiting belief systems and those vows very quickly so that we're healing the body and the mind.
So how does that work? Because it sounds like kind of a sledgehammer or something.
It does seem that way. Mm-hmm. It is a bit more aggressive than some other modalities. Mm-hmm. However, it can be done very gently. The way that I like to use it is doing essentially what we call a download. You can download things into your computer to make them work faster, or we can download love from Creator, from Source, into the cells and into the body, and release tons of lifetimes of garbage very quickly and very gently.
I want that right now.
Yes. Well, we just might do that.
But it is true that's kind of what we're all looking for, isn't it? Like, get me past all of this reactive stuff, and let's get to the purification of the species. What do you think about the evolution of our species these days? Do you think we're moving faster?
Oh, we are moving at light speed.
Mm-hmm.
I have been seeing people move so quickly, and the bodies are even changing very quickly. Some people are even having spontaneous downloads, where they wake up in the middle of the night and feel energy moving through them. And I think all of this is gearing us up to take on the next generation, to really move into this new state of being. And it's happening faster and faster every day. More and more people are waking up and realizing that we're part of a global community and we can do a lot of good in this world if we just get our bodies and our minds ready.
Right, and the body itself stores an awful lot of reactive energy that can slow us down.
Sure.
What about you now? Who are you, Janice?
Well, it's a good question.
It's my favorite question.
It's something that's constantly shifting. The way I really explain who I am and what I do is really as a third generation intuitive.
Oh my!
Yes, it's something that has run in my family for a long time. My grandmother was a healer and helped people dealing with grief, and she was able to see spirits and really connect with people on the other side. And so I was kind of raised in a very interesting environment where my mother's also a hypnotherapist and an intuitive healer. And
did you all see things when you were very young? Do you all see things around the household?
Yes, on a regular basis.
Good.
And, as a child, it was really exciting, seeing things that other people didn't see. But luckily, growing up in a family that was supportive of that, always made me feel normal, as wild as it may have been at the time. But my grandmother was really instrumental in bringing all of this about. She actually was involved with the work of Edgar Cayce, as many people may be familiar, the American psychic who is so well known for giving readings.
Who got to go to sleep to give his readings, right?
I know. How much better can you get?
a lot of us work hard, don't we?
Yes, I know. To be able to just put yourself into a hypnotic state and be able to connect and help so many people is
His work still helps people, doesn't it?
Oh, his 40,000 documented readings that have been validated over and over again, he's such a powerful man. And
you lived over there, didn't you, in Virginia?
I did. I actually went to school there so I could be closer to the center because it was something I was involved with from the time I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And, learning meditation and his readings and metaphysics and just so many different things, healing with nature and connecting to other people.
So tell me this, Janice, do they actually have a school for kids that over there that teaches all this?
They have a summer camp, and I have to, you know, really support their work in this. It's something that transformed my life, you know, being really young and having some of these gifts. It can be really challenging as people who are familiar with indigo children, with crystal children, and rainbow children, you know, they come in with so much power and don't know what to do with it.
And it gets thwarted, and then they get more in their reactive
Right. You know, people don't know how to handle it and, you know, can give them bad suggestions. And the ARE has a summer camp that they've been offering for decades, all summer long, where they really teach children how to develop their gifts, how to feel part of a community, and really loved and supported. And I can't say enough good things about that program, and I highly recommend it to anyone who has gifted children.
Hmm. And your family was smart enough to make sure you got there. What about your regular schooling? Was it included in your regular schooling, the using the gifts and exploring your intuitive?
It was, but not as formally as I was hoping. But, you know, I did go to school for social work at Virginia Tech. And while I was there, I did get certified in hypnotherapy at Edgar Cayce's ARE in Virginia Beach, which is a transpersonal hypnotherapy program. So I was able to bring that into my daily life and really share it with people who were more in the mainstream and was able to open a few eyes in the process.
Well, this is very exciting. And how did you, how did you come into Marin and begin your center?
Well, it's part of that intuitive gift, I suppose. I've moved around a lot, always just listening to Creator, to the universe, as to where to be, and I just have felt called here for many years, and such a beautiful community, wonderful energy here, and it's really.
And you're in Marin, right?
I am right in the center of Marin in San Rafael, just in the middle of the hills, and it's a beautiful place that really allows those gifts to come to fruition.
And so you came out, are you married or single?
I am single. And
so you came out by yourself?
I did. Well, you know, I've come out, I've brought a lot of people along with me on the journey, but I am here really, I've been married to this work for a long time and have really made this the focal point of my life and building a community that is larger than one or two people that really is dedicated to doing good work in the world.
Wonderful. And what are some of the results? Can you tell us about some case studies?
Sure, sure. You know, we've had so many really great results. But one that comes to mind is a woman who was dealing with cancer in her liver. And she had gone through chemotherapy many times, had gone into remission several times, and it always came back.
Oh, my.
It's not an uncommon story out there. But this woman came to me through a referral from a friend who had taken some Theta Healing courses with me a few years back. And she had decided, she was actually a massage therapist and understood alternative healing. And when she came to me, she had decided that she was not going to do any formal treatment, that she believed in the depths of her soul that she could heal her body her mind and with her emotions.
Great place to start.
Absolutely. And we just started working with beliefs, clearing some limiting beliefs, healing some childhood issues around abuse and not feeling loved. And once we cleared those, within 1 month, she was cancer-free.
Isn't that amazing? Did you use all of the styles, NLP, hypnotherapy, as well as Theta?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I love to combine things. Because the great thing about Theta is that it doesn't deny any other modality. You know, we still work with herbs. We still work with supplements. We work with hydrotherapy, and everything has a place. And the more techniques you can bring together, the more holistic your approach really is.
And how do you use hydrotherapy?
Well, actually, she was using it for herself. She decided that she actually had done it in the past and decided that one of the best ways to heal the body is to employ as many things as possible. So as we were releasing the beliefs and these old thinking patterns that were stuck in her body, she was using hydrotherapy to detox the body and really allow those things to leave the cells.
Would that be like water drinking, or was that like hot tubs? Or
colon hydrotherapy.
Oh,
where she was actually releasing that way as well.
Excellent. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well, there's just so much available nowadays, and it's information is more available, and you know, it's, healing is the default. It's something that our bodies and our souls crave, mm-hmm. and if we just decide and really manifest that, anybody can create it.
Well, healing is very much an evolutionary thing, isn't it? In terms of people taking charge of who they really are and what their bodies can actually do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it just seems that you know, we've had so many people that can heal so quickly, and I have to share that the one thing that I have found more than anything else, you know, every modality has something to offer, but what it really comes down to is that firm faith in yourself and in your body and in the energy of the universe to support you in that.
And the desire to want to get better, because some people actually would prefer not to get better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, illness can serve us in a lot of ways.
You bet.
And until that's resolved, you know, that illness is going to hold on.
Often to me, I see that particular question is about a person's identity, but maybe we don't want to get into that so far.
Yeah, that's a topic for another time.
It's a wonderful topic. What about food? What do you do about that in your center? Do people stay in your center, or do you just work there and have them come in on an hourly basis?
Well, we do a lot of different ways. We do offer retreat programs, like we do have a Healing the Healer program coming up in Costa Rica next month.
Great.
I believe you're going to be talking to Jill here in a few moments about that. And we do have courses where people come in residentially and stay for 8 days and learn all of the techniques. But we also do sessions on the phone with people from wherever they are. A large part of my private practice is actually on the phone with people around the globe that just want this healing and don't have somebody nearby that has this available.
Wonderful. And then I'll go back to it. What about food? Do you talk about diet?
We do. You know, it's actually a personal passion of mine. It's not so much part of the work as it is just that personal passion because, you know, certainly the food that we take in affects our body chemistry, it affects our emotions, it affects the planet. You know, the more that we can eat sustainable, organic, healthy foods that actually have life force still in them,
mm-hmm.
the more we're sort of supporting ourselves and supporting the planet around us. And most definitely, our nutritional needs have to do with and influence our emotional state. You know, if we eat fast food all day, every day, our emotions aren't going to be as high. Our vibration isn't going to be as high as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we can't counteract that with a load of meditation and raising that vibration, but it certainly makes it easier.
Tell me about, you're absolutely right, I appreciate that. Tell me about your healer retreat in Costa Rica or anywhere. Just tell me about the healer needing healing.
Oh, yes, this is one of my most favorite programs that we do. You know, Healing the Healer is a retreat that we hold every year in different locations around the world, and it's really geared towards people that are healers, that do good work, that work hard every day of their lives, yet don't always get supported for their own personal work. You know, people that are nurses, that are caring for others, caregivers, mothers that are giving to their children. You know, you give and give and give, and eventually that energy can get depleted. And so Healing the Healer is really about building back all of that energy and being supported by a group of other healers that can really help you to receive as much as you're giving,
mm-hmm.
and to build those batteries back up by having fun. You know, we go to really beautiful resort locations, and, you know, horseback riding and zip lines and boating and a lot of fun activities, also, you know, combined with energy work and healing and just some good rest and relaxation.
And when you talk about energy work, it's Theta Healing or...
Theta and Reiki, as well as quantum touch, reconnection. You know, to me, it's energy work is all, it's the same thing. There's energy all around us, within us, that we can connect to at any point and direct it just with our thought and with our intention and a pure heart.
Excellent.
And it does such wonderful work.
Now, I wonder if you could give us, let's see, I want to ask you a lot of questions about yourself and where you want to go, but I wonder if you can give us a little exercise or a little meditation so we can experience maybe a little bit of something, perhaps Theta, perhaps anything you choose.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. What I was thinking would be a great exercise is a short yet really effective meditation for manifesting.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is a process that I've used a lot. And what I really invite people to do is just to take a moment and think of just one thing that you really want to create in your life. Something simple but really profound. Maybe it's healing something or creating your dream job or really setting some New Year's resolutions, something that you really want to create. And just hold that intention in mind for a moment. And what I'm going to do is lead you through a meditation to actually connect with that universal life force energy that we connect to with Theta Healing. And as you hold that intention, just take a really deep breath, deep into your lungs. And just hold it for a moment. And as you exhale, just imagine pulling energy up from the core of the earth, as if it were just drawing all the way up through the layers of the earth, up through your feet, and all the way up through your body. And as that energy comes up through the body, imagine the crown of your head just opening up like a beautiful funnel and a glowing ball of light resting just above the top of your head. And moving your consciousness, moving your full awareness into that glowing ball of light, noticing its shape and color, and really merging with that as it begins to lift and rise just above the top of your head, moving higher and higher up, all the way through the atmosphere and out into space, floating higher and faster, all the way up past the moon and the stars, past the sun, quickly out through the universes, moving all the way into a bright white light. But keep going farther and farther in this glowing ball of light, all the way out through dark layers, through more bright light. Just keep going higher and higher, all the way up until you reach a jelly layer, and even move through that, higher and higher, all the way through shapes and colors. You may notice tones or vibrations. And keep going until you see a soft pink light. And merge fully into that soft pink light. This is the law of compassion that just fills your heart and begins to propel you forward up through a soft window of white light. And just move all the way through the window, closing it behind you, and find yourself absolutely immersed in a glowing, soft, white light. As you hold that intention in this soft light, imagine it like on the movie screen of your mind, what this would look like if you had it now, if you had that perfect health, if you had that dream job, that perfect complementary soulmate, whatever it is you wish to create, just imagine it there in that light. As that light begins to radiate through every cell of your body, as you breathe in, taking that light into your lungs, and exhale that light into this image of what you're creating, energizing it and giving it life. Just breathe in, filling your lungs with that light, and breathe out, filling this image until you give it a life of its own, until it begins to move, become three-dimensional, and really begin to dance and swirl, and you begin to see color moving into this. As you begin to feel that bliss in your heart, imagining what this is going to be like when this is done. And just imagine as it grows bigger and stronger, dropping this image down into your life on planet Earth, dropping it into your life, into your everyday being. And as you do, stir up energy with your hands, bringing that light down onto Earth and letting it settle, so that from this place, floating in this light, you can look down into your life, your daily life, and see yourself having what you've always desired. firmly planted there on earth, clear and radiant. And take another deep breath into your lungs. Fill yourself up with that light. And just open your heart to receiving unconditional love into every cell of your body, in every plane of existence. Just absorbing that into every cell, every fiber, every thought. Just fully embracing that. And bring it down with you, right above the top of your head, as you drift back gently into your body, bringing that light and drawing energy back up from the earth, blending that with the light inside of you, taking a beautiful deep breath, letting it spread out into every cell of your body, and just being totally at peace, knowing fully on every level that this is created now. That's it.
Wonderful.
And it's such a great way, something you can do every day, so quick, so simple, to just connect to that universal energy, that love that exists, and just to set that intention. It's what the way I like to start my day, just to set that intention for today. What beautiful things are we going to create now?
That's wonderful. I love that. The vibration that you bring is just really precious. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks for the opportunity to share it. I absolutely love sharing these meditations.
Where'd you learn that?
Well, that's a combination of some of the meditations that we use in Theta Healing that were developed by Vyana Stibel, and a little bit of NLP and hypnosis thrown in for fun.
Well, it was just wonderful. I loved it, except I started to cough, but I apologize for that. I figured
happens when you get really relaxed sometimes.
I thought, well, probably it's a clearing.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and would you like to give your information? How can people get hold of you?
Sure. The best way to reach me is on the phone at 415-491-1122. That's 415-491-1122. Or on the web at lightworkseminars.com.
That's Lightwork. That's
Lightworkseminars.com. Yeah,
that's right. And now when you're going to Costa Rica, I gather you're taking your own clientele, so you're full, right?
We are booked. Yeah. It's one of those seminars that books up pretty quickly. But we do have some upcoming seminars in NLP actually beginning this weekend here in the Bay Area. We have some hypnosis courses coming up in March. Our next Theta Healing program is March 14th to the 16th here in San Rafael.
Okay.
And we always have Reiki available as well.
Wonderful. So everybody can look at lightworkseminar.com, seminars.com,
yes,
and find out what Janice Erickson is up to in terms of evolution, healing, and joy in your life. And thank you so much. And we'll move to Jill Ruttenberg, who I'm sure is going to talk about you anyway.
Great.
Thank you very much,
Veronica.
Janice. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, now that was a wonderful manifestation tool. I loved Janice's voice, and the work that she does is very exciting. So it looks like we'll be learning some Theta Healing coming up. Now, it'll take a few minutes before Seth gets hold of Jill Ruttenberg. So in the meantime, let's talk about manifestation. Let's talk about how we talked about, and she didn't answer the food thing, but we're going to talk about what it takes to have a retreat center and my understanding of when you change your belief structure inside, you literally are retreating from a way of defending yourself. When we use the term defense, usually we're in a kind of a destructive phase when we're defensive, aren't we? So I want us to learn to, one of the guides' treatments of life is to call up all the energy of defensiveness, call it up and exaggerate it in your body, mind, emotional self, and then command total release of it now, because it's our defenses that very often prevent our ability to create the reality that we want. Now, there are no callers for this show, but I used to be very good, well, I still am very good friends with Jill in Tucson. We lived in Tucson, and she was a massage therapist. We both had children. I was doing this work, and she's also a master herbalist. She's studying herbs with Michael Tierra. And did you hear what I said, herbs? She was studying her herbs with Michael Tierra and becoming really renowned for doing some of her, she mixed herbs to make certain complexes which really help people through certain situations. It was giving talks and so on. But she and her husband decided to move to Costa Rica for a number of reasons, and we're going to hear why. Costa Rica apparently is a very soft community. It's not like we are here. It's not as assertive and aggressive. People look after each other, and they're very gentle with one another. And it'll be interesting to find out what she has to say about having transplanted her entire life as a healer to such a vibrational reality as Costa Rica. Jill's quite a good masseuse, and she also has another talent, which is to sing really well and play piano. She could be one who sings and plays in a bar for hours on end and absolutely entrance all of you. So she's a woman of many, many talents, very political, really highly conscious, very funny, and very driven. And I don't know where she is right now. Where is she, Seth? And I will just keep talking. So the whole idea is that when you're a healer, most of us didn't start out like Janice. It's very fortunate that she was working with a family who really understood the intuitive. A lot of us spent a lot of our years digging it out of the ore of life, going, I know there's something about me that I suppressed when I was young, when I used to see things and people were afraid of it, and so on. So I took till I was probably 42. Of course, I'm only 43 now, but, you know, I've stretched that last year out over 20 years. But in any case, I was a long time into my life before I accessed the intuitive power, the ability to see people's soul journey, the ability to call in high-frequency energies, the ability to actually trust, to perceive, to know, to learn about the love of my guides and angels. I know that people like Sylvia Brown apparently came from a long line of intuitives. And Janice did, and I think the advantage of that is being able to get off and running when you're young. If I felt like I wanted to go over to ARE, to Virginia's Edgar Cayce's, didn't you, Bob? Wouldn't it be wonderful to go to their summer camp and learn what they teach children in the summer camp? I'd love to send my grandson. And for a lot of you who are intuitive, I think that it would be really wonderful to teach your children young. In March, we're going to have a woman named Dr. Meg. I can't remember if it's March 2nd or 3rd. Hello, am I on? Hi, this is Veronica. I don't know what's happened to Jill, so we're just going to talk about life as a healer. I know that Jill has done some amazing work, and in fact, she's very political. And she said, if Bush gets in, I'm out of here. And she literally packed up her bags and went off to live in Costa Rica, where she says that the lay of the land is more, what would you say, a little more conscious about people and their nature to be supported one to the other. There's a very kind thing, and she's been finding her way amongst, I think they call them Tivas. Those are the locals. Ticas, yeah. And they're the locals, the people there that born and raised there. And they've made their way there. And Jill's whole approach was that she wants to help people and serve people. She wants to live a life of kind of retreat, of supporting people's expansion. And I know that she has all these little casitas. She does organic. She grows foods in her garden. She does organic meals for people when they go to stay there. It's amatierra.com, amatierra.com. And it's a really interesting retreat center where she brings in various people who go and, like Janice is taking a whole group of her own clientele, and they're all going to be there at the retreat center, and then the food is taken care of. And Jill now has, I think, 2 horses. She's really into riding horses, and she understands about equine therapy. I'm not sure that they actually have equine therapy set up. We went and stayed there, Bob and I, and really enjoyed our time. And then right near, there's a wonderful park, and there's a zip line there. That's where you go, and you get sort of strapped into this thing that hangs on a great cable that goes zipping over the jungle. I didn't do it. I'm a little bit of a wimp. But in any case, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of beauty. The feeling in her retreat center, in and around her retreat center, is amazing. When you look out the window, there are these wonderful hills just covered with greens and bushes. And it's very beautiful. And the retreat value is in the food and in the music. As I said, Jill will play piano and so on for people in the evenings. She does massage. She has other people doing massage. They even have some salsa dancing. And she's a very good healer, quite a strong intuitive. It's a wonderful place to go, and it certainly is a step out of this country, which not everybody is dying to get out of this country, but it's nice to refresh your body and soul and go there. And I know that Jill's history has been kind of similar to mine, where she's gone through a number of ways in which she was challenged in life, and as she was through each challenge, she woke up to more and more of her own potential, more of her ability to see, her ability to heal. And becoming a massage therapist, she had amazing results with individuals. So our life in Tucson together as two women friends on the healing path was really an interesting life with her wonderful children. So let's go back to retreats. What does it take to have a retreat? When we were talking with Janice, I was extremely intrigued by, for example, neuro-linguistic programming. We're talking a lot about the brain these days. And neuro-linguistic programming, from my understanding, is a great way to tune into what kind of patterns are running through your brain. The brain is like a computer. So is the body, in a way. It records a whole bunch of reactive energies and beliefs. And then we keep playing them out and playing them out in life. And what does it take to know what is running the subconscious or what has been programmed in your brain? And neuro-linguistic programming, from my understanding, actually enters through your body language and through the way you use words. They can enter through that and actually go right in and access how the brain is encoded, if you will, or patterned. And it's been really an amazing, life-changing thing for a lot of people. Now, hypnotherapy, I love what she talked about, is going right into the soul journey and finding out what's up for you. For most of us, live out a lot of reactions, and most of the healing techniques are truly about unhooking our reactiveness, whether it's stuff that's stored in the body, in the cells, in the subconscious. Of course, everything's stored in the subconscious. The subconscious is such a trying place to access. So we go into the subconscious to try to... and I've been watching some DVDs by Ma Fu, who's a wonderful channeled being. But going into the subconscious is sometimes blocked. And Ma Fu says that one of the gates to the subconscious, that which is blocking the subconscious, is our lack of forgiveness, the fact that we have not forgiven ourselves or other people. And along in our process of collecting so many reactions and beliefs, of course we have interactions with people that might have made us mad, that might have really hurt us, and we might have hurt them. So we have a whole plethora, a whole parade of these forgivenesses that we need to do in order to access or calm down our defense. I was talking earlier about how defense is a good way to keep us in a state of stress. And one of the ways to relax it is to do some very powerful forgiveness techniques with ourselves. And I don't think there's any forgiveness we work on that doesn't ultimately lead to the self. And that, so Ma Fu's thing is forgiving the self is the greatest gateway into the subconscious. And when you're in a state of release of self from judgment, then you will have much more access to your subconscious. Which means, if you're going to do your visualizations and your affirmations and creating your reality and all that, do some clearing before. The other thing Ma Fu was talking about regarding changing the subconscious is this self-approval, is that when you do some forgiveness, then start working on a litany of ways in which you've accomplished or done what you approve of, and then really call it your exercise of self-approval. And in the self-approval, again, you soften your defenses against the subconscious. So let's see. Maybe we can... what time is it, Bob? All right, we've got like 15 minutes, so maybe we could take a caller. Would you like to call in and ask a question about yourself? You want to ask a question about healing or spas? And maybe I should just do a guided something or another. You can tell I wasn't prepared for this time. Let's see now. If you're going to enter into yourself and do some kind of self-approval, how would we do that? Let's take a few deep breaths. I really love Janice's work of taking you way out of your body, way out there. Did you like that, Bob? That was absolutely wonderful. So taking you way into your body and then going way out into the universe and actually observing yourself and feeling the advantage. I'm always teaching people that we can access high-frequency energies, many colors, many types of high-frequency energies, just by calling them in. So when she moved us way out into the universe, I thought that was wonderful because instead of calling them in, we were out there being with them. And I don't know if any of you noticed or who noticed or how much you noticed, but it seemed like my fields and my frequencies got freer and much more expanded as we went. And that is really the key to changing our reality, even changing our health, isn't it? So I think what we're going to do right now is move into back into the structures. Let's do some structures together. Actually, no, the guides are saying no. We're going to pick somebody at home, and we're going to do some work on this person who is in an extreme state of anxiety, whose belly is very tight. Now remember, the second chakra is what holds the subconscious and everyone else's influence, sexual energies, the repressions or the control issues of your parents, the designs of your parents' own pain. All right? So I see this person standing there in her, I'm not sure if it's him or her, but we'll just say her right now, but if you're a male and you feel this, just go with it. Okay? I see the brain being very stressed and very anxious. Wrap yourselves in light. And I see the belly being extremely tight. And this person even has a very tight jaw. Okay, and then the guides are showing this, that usually the body frame around the shoulders and part of the back seem very tense, not really terribly pained, but just tense all the time. Yes, we're going to look at that. We're going to exaggerate that. Let's just take a look at that. And what it is the way the body is holding itself is an awareness that the body is very, very, very self-defensive and tight. But what's really interesting about this person is that the brain itself is running a kind of a panicky pattern. It's like, oh my god, it's probably ADD, right? And that's what's keeping the body tight. So what we want to do is we're going to send some really loving pink light. Let's just love this person's brain and see what happens. I'm asking the person, if you feel that, also you can love your own brain. So wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourselves in light. And let's send a really powerful, loving energy. Just love this person's brain pattern. And you can imagine with etheric hands smoothing that kind of chaotic frenzy in the brain. Just smooth it down and soften it. Already this person is becoming calmer in the brain. As some of you already know, that putting your hands on people's heads who have Alzheimer's, for example, they have a real sparky energy coming off their brain. And the art of putting your hands on their head is the art of softening the sparky energy so that their neurotransmissions can move with more smoothness. I'm not saying this person has Alzheimer's, but I'm seeing that as I run my hands over this person's head in a very gentle cupping way, perhaps a half an inch off the skull, person's brain is calming down. And I'm also sending this kind of pinky purple light. And where the parts of the brain are very dark, this light is lighting them up and softening them. And then down at the base of the brain stem, we're softening the brain stem. We do this kind of work and the colors start changing and perhaps you get gold and green. Let it be that as long as it isn't murky. Now I'll run my hand down the person's spine and put a hand on the front of the belly and the back of the belly. And it's already getting way softer because when you change the brain, guess what? You change the whole entire body. So we're giving this person a sorting of the tensions in the body. That's it. And now wrap him, her in light. Now, how does that feel? Just wrap them in light and come back to center. And how do your hands feel? So if we would realize that everything that we send out there actually has a huge impact on people, we would be able to affect consciousness in the collective more easily than we think. And maybe it's just a bit at a time, but maybe that's all it takes. I've been reading some books by Bruce Lipton, Candace Pert. I haven't been reading books by Candace Pert. I've been listening to CDs from her recent. There's two sets of CDs. One is about bliss. And what she's talking about is the patterning of the brain and how one can change it, how one can move through the entire body. And maybe this is what we'll do as well, is we'll move into our entire body. That means way down deep inside, as if you're kind of an imp inside your body. Yeah. And now you want to see yourself infusing in every single cell a light, a loving, generous, transformative light in every cell in your body. What she's talking about is you can go in this kind of style and you can actually change what was a tense or stress-related reaction and start feeling kind of happy and blissful, but you can do it from cell to cell. And when I do it, I just see all my cells become kind of like a little lamp. And as they light up throughout my entire body, and for me that's creating a kind of a bit of a tickle or a buzz or a sparkle all the way through my body, like parts of it are resistant and then they light up. And then we increase our vision. What is it you would like to heal? Have you got something simple like a wart where you can practice this? Have you got a pain in your ankle? Have you got a headache? And then just keep sitting there with that. And as your body lights up, and as every cell in your body lights up with happiness, with bliss, with potential, and you see yourself better. You see yourself healing. See your body knowing how to take care of the problem that was there. I feel it really strongly right now. You know, when I pull out of this little meditation, I don't want to release that nice sparkle that's through my cells, because I think it's teaching my cells to rejuvenate and to grow older with more spark. Or having a youthful longevity, how's that? But now I'd like us to do something else with this, is to build the light and the power of our light and call in your connection with the universe, Creator Spirit, and bring the light in through the top of the head and out through the heart and send it off to the people in the White House, to the Pentagon. Send this beautiful light into the Pentagon, into Bush, into all those beings that work with him politically, and absolutely fill and flood those areas with light. And follow that, take that light. I'm making it gold and pink. I don't think we colored it before. Take that light and give a little dollop to each of the candidates. I don't know all their names, but I'm thinking of Hillary and Obama and the Republican ones and other Democrats. Because it's our defenses that make the problems, isn't it? Because I keep hearing it's not about out there, it's about inside of ourselves. So when you're sending light and loving light out to beings that might have a questionable reflection of what's going on inside of you, it's good to get inside, send the light, send the love, and touch each one of them, Tinkerbell. And let's send the light over to the Middle East and absolutely flood the Middle East with light, with caring, with the evolution of us all being on one earth. And now send that light throughout Africa to assist with the healing. There's so much consciousness of healing around Africa, if we know why. To assist with the healing, which again is evolution. And then flood the whole rest of the planet with this amazing pink and gold light. Until it's just radiating this light, the entire planet, even the polar ice caps, which are in danger, and the animals, knowing that the Earth is going through a change, but it knows how, Mother Earth knows how to handle all this. And now be a ball, Earth is a ball that radiates this amazing light. And for those beings in different dimensions which are surrounding the Earth at this time, that they see, feel, and experience this healing light. So this is Veronica Entwistle. My guest, Jill, did not. She wasn't there. Oh, my goodness, I'm so disappointed. We wanted to talk about a retreat center. I'm hoping that some of you felt a kind of a retreat by tuning into Radiance by Design and tuning into Janice Erickson's Lightwork Seminar conversation and her wonderful meditation and the sharing that you've done with us. And I will be with Jackie at 8 o'clock on Thursday night on BBS Radio. We're talking about the shadow some more. Last time we talked about sexuality and the shadow. And basically we're just going on through the shadow, which is about as ancient as we are as a species. And we've collected a lot of stuff. So tune in. And then next Tuesday, I'm going to be talking to Michelle Cassou. Now, Michelle Cassou is an amazing woman. She's done a lot of art in a very, very intuitive and strange, surrealistic fashion. She found it very, very suppressive to try to be an artist and get all the instructions that she was given when she was young. She felt blocked. She could not really tap her own creative juices. So she went through, she went through some classes, some courses, but mainly what happened is she unlocked a creative verve within herself, and she's going to talk a lot about that at 5 o'clock. She's our paradigm shifter next week. So maybe at 4 o'clock, Radiance by Design, you can call in and we're going to talk about creativity and what does that really mean to be a human being and be creative and how do we let the juices flow. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'd love your feedback on these shows or what is it you would like to talk about. Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Again, Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And if any of you would like a session with me, please call me at 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564, or email me, Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And now, I don't know what happened to Jill, but look up Amatierra, Amatierra. It's her retreat center in Costa Rica. I know Jill, I know the retreat center, and it's just wonderful. Many blessings to all of you and much love.